The Roman Influence in El Masno. Romulus and Remus are responsible for the arrival of the Romans in El Masno. Legend has it that Rome was founded in 753 BC on the banks of the River Tiber. Romulus and Remus, the sons of Rhea Silvia and the god Mars, were abandoned there. They were suckled by a wolf and brought up by shepherds. Romulus, who would later kill his brother in a fight, also gave his name to the city and the future Roman civilization. The empire began in the 1st century BC with the Emperor Augustus, and it eventually dominated a large part of Europe and the Mediterranean. When the power of the Roman state fell into decline in the 5th century AD, the ancient world came to an end and the Middle Ages began. The Roman conquest of the Maresme area is a tale of wars, confrontations, and submission. A highly unpleasant experience for the inhabitants of this area, which they would doubtless have preferred to do without. The traces of Romanization were huge and highly significant. Among other things, they left behind communication networks, architecture, gastronomy, and hygiene. We can observe their influence in the language spoken here. The Romans spoke Latin, and Catalan comes from Latin, as do all the other Romance languages. They also passed on a liking for making and drinking wine. As the saying goes, vinum bonum latificat cor hominis et mulieris. In other words, good wine warms the hearts of men and women. In Roman times, the Maresme produced a lot of wine. The vineyards stretched throughout the territory, where buildings, squares, and roads can be found today. Before, my children, all these were vines. The wine was transported by land, but also by sea. The boats stopped at the coastal villages and unloaded the wine they carried in amphora. This activity was called coastal shipping. But apparently the wine made here wasn't exactly delicious, so only the soldiers drank it.